Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. Today's guest is Bud Belanich. He's a management consultant, executive coach, motivational speaker, and best-selling author. Today, he is here with tips to create the life and success that you deserve. So welcome, Bud.
Well, thank you. I'm happy to be here.
We are happy to have you. Let's tell our listeners what some of the biggest reasons are that people struggle in their careers.
Well, you know, I think that one of the biggest reasons are biggest reason is that people don't approach career success systematically. And I really do think that it's important to, if whether you're looking for a job, you're trying to get promoted, whatever, to be able to put a little rigor into your the way you do things and be systematic about approaching it.
And what would be the best way for someone to find that system? I mean, you say systematic, but what does that actually mean for someone?
Well, for example, if you're looking for a job, I think the very first thing you want to do is to make sure that you're very clear on the kind of job you're looking for. You want to start to pay attention to looking for the kind of companies where you'd like to work. Are you looking for a job in your local area, or are you open to looking for a national job? And so make some of those decisions early on. Once you've identified companies where you'd like to work, what you want to do is try to find some way to network yourself into those companies, whether it's through LinkedIn or whether it's through personal contacts that you have or alumni associations that you have, and then work hard to get your resume in front of a hiring manager instead of just blindly sending out zillions of resumes to ads on the job boards online. So what I always suggest to people is that a systematic way of looking for a job is first figure out exactly the kind of job you want, figure out exactly the companies where you would like to work, network your way into those companies so that hopefully you can get your resume in front of hiring managers instead of being judged by some robot on an applicant tracking system. And I think that there's a system to applying for jobs and looking for jobs that you can apply and be successful, as opposed to blindly just shooting out a zillion resumes to anything that might catch your interest online.
And Bud, do you think that people find more success in landing jobs when that job aligns with their purpose in life? And how do you go about finding that?
Well, I think that that's really true, because I really believe that you have to really like what you're doing if you're going to be successful. It'll show as you when you interview. It'll show when you are actually in the job, and you're more likely to be successful if you're doing something that you really like and you really care about. Now, here's a little simple thing, and some people might even think it's a little silly, but what I always suggest to people, and somebody, I learned this from a mentor many, many years ago, is make a list of things that you really might like to do, and keep writing that list until you find something that almost brings tears to your eyes. In other words, you write down whatever it is. And for me, it was working in the human development field. That actually kind of brought tears to my eyes. I said, yeah, that's exactly what I want to do, because I want to help other people be successful. Now, that may not be what you want to do, or anybody who's listening may want to do, but the whole idea is to listing the kinds of things that might interest you, and when you find something that really strikes a deep emotional chord with you, then you know that you're onto something, and you can start developing your thinking about what you might choose to do for that for your career.
And Bud, do you have any tips, any nuggets of wisdom for our listeners about life and career success?
Well, you know, in one of my books, I talk about four things, Stacey, and I still think that these are very true. I think the first thing you have to do is be committed. You really have to take personal responsibility for your own success. As we go through life, There's many ups and downs and good things and bad things that happen. Sometimes things happen that are completely out of your control, and it's easy to get frustrated and kind of throw in the towel. And I think you have to not do that. Even if something bad happens that isn't your fault, you still need to remain committed, learn what you can from your setbacks, move forward. The second thing is, I think you really need to be completely confident in your abilities. You have to be willing to face those setbacks that you encounter and find ways to fight through them. I think that one of the biggest things that stops people from being successful is fear. They're afraid to apply for a job. They're afraid to do this. They're afraid, and usually we're afraid because we don't want to be rejected, or we don't want in some way to feel that we fail. I had a student recently who was interested in applying for a job with a big consulting company, and she said to me, well, I don't think they're going to hire me with my credentials. And I said, well, you don't have anything to lose. And she came to me 2 months later, and she said, I got the job. Because she faced her fears and she acted. And when you face your fears, you start to become more confident. And then the last thing you really need to do is become competent. If you're looking for a job, spend some time figuring out what skills go with allowing you to be that'll make for a successful job hunt. Once you get into a job, make sure that you keep developing your skills so that you can be successful and move forward in your job and get the promotions that you want. So I really think this whole notion of being clear on what you want, being committed to actually doing the work that it takes to get you what you want, to building your self-confidence, and then to make sure that you keep learning and growing and developing your skills is the absolute best way to build a successful life and career.
All right, Bud. Well, you've given us some common sense, actionable advice, so thank you for that. And our listeners can learn more about Bud Belanich and his work on his website, which is budbelanich.com. That's B-U-D, Belanich, B-I-L-A-N-I-C-H, budbelanich.com, and where you can sign up for a free membership and on his career mentoring site there as well. So, Bud, thanks again.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Stacey. Thank you so much for inviting me.
This podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine. Jennings Wire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that is just right for you. Till next time.